Pharisee said, it was told to him not long after that that Stephanie and McPherson had a niggle and wouldn't be able to run. So that is the series of events that culminated with what you're looking at on your screen. Anisha McLaughlin will be. Before we get into that with the panel, we're going to go across to London and please hear from Spencer Darlington.
Kristen, can we get a minute, please?
And that is what happened after the race. So none of the athletes were willing to speak with Spencer Darlington, which usually tells you that something has gone horribly wrong. Now, let me start with you, Bruce James, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to start with you, because both athletes are from your club, the MVP Track Club. First of all, what have you heard, and based on what you have heard, are the comments made by Donald Quarry true?
The information that's coming to me is the same information that you are seeing here on screen. I am totally, totally in shock at what I've heard and very disappointed.
Donald Quarry also says he understands that these things have been happening, suggesting that this is not the first time. Do you know of a rift between Stephanie and McPherson and Sharika Jackson?
No, I'm unaware of any rift between them.
Paul Francis is also the relay coach. Is Stephanie and McPherson really injured, or is this the reason she's not running the confrontation?
No, well, certainly Stephanie has been battling injuries all season. You have reported on that before, Ricardo. Weeks before, even at the national championship, she didn't even run the final simply because of injury issues. So there's no doubt that she has battled injuries. I'm more concerned about what's coming out of London in terms of these reports, though.
I can tell you that I did hear, and this is even before the championship, and I won't say which, but one of the two athletes involved may not be at MVP come September or October next season. Do you know anything of that?
No, I'm not in a position to comment on that at all.
Earl, your comments?
It's hard to comment from so far off. I mean, clearly Bruce is closer to it than I am because he's in
direct. But you're both here.
Yeah, well, he's in direct communication with his team. However, this is just another sad episode of what we have been seeing over the last 8-9 days or so. Sad championships. I would say it's a forgettable championships now. It just so happened that Usain Bolt had to go out in all of this. But, you know, we look forward to better times, really. We do. But we have to. We have to look, be positive and think that we're going to get better times ahead.
Yeah, Uber, your comments, and also how much do you think the fact that Anisha was a late replacement would have affected her, and how much could it have caused the injury?
I'm not sure. Painful circumstances, all reports add up, 2+2, painful. But for Anisha McLaughlin, who has come back from injuries in the past, had a glorious time in Rio last year, was really looking forward to this World Championships, my heart breaks for her. The team, that 4x4 team, very strong medal candidate. And for all of those circumstances too, maybe the cold temperature, the 13 degrees we talk about every day, to contribute to her breaking down on the relay with the baton in her hand, chasing a medal for Jamaica, those two things are terrible. So very, very sad.
Gillian, how much of this do you think is things just going wrong throughout the entire championship and just boiling over?
It's as you said, tensions building up. There seems to maybe have been some more history between the two athletes. I don't really know. But there's no place for that here at the World Championships. Really no place for them to be putting themselves before the best interest of the nation. If they don't want to run, then give us enough time to find some people who are capable of doing it. As we saw in the 4x1 women, where Elaine was not available and the other ladies stepped up, they cannot hold a nation hostage like this. This is ludicrous.
All right, Jordan Fort and Dwayne Extall still here with us. Jordan and Dwayne, I would love to hear your takes.
Yeah, it's shocking, the reports that are coming out of London. It's very unfortunate that something like this would derail or seemingly derail Jamaica's medal chances in the women's 4x400 meters. As Hubert just said, we stood a very good chance of winning a medal. The winning time, 3:19:02 by the US. That's a world-leading time. But the silver medal was 3 minutes 25 flat. Jamaica ran faster than that, significantly faster than that in the heats. This is very unfortunate.
Yeah, Jordan, and it's heartbreaking, as Huber said. Just the injury to Tanisha and then the team just falling apart like it did. These championships, it's unfortunate the injuries that we've had, and we've missed medals in finishing fourth, but this one hurt. Missing the 4x4 for men, congratulations to Trinidad, but we should have been in that final. But this race, this 4x4, I can't put words together because it hurts. It really hurts.
There are so many decisions that raise questions at these championships. Elaine Thompson not turning up for the final of the 4x100 meters, the 4x4 team selection for men, and then what is happening with the 4x4s for women. Really, this championships for Jamaica really needed to be over very, very quickly. And I think we need to make some serious assessments as to what we do going forward as a team, especially from a management perspective. That's all I can say about that. Ricardo?
All right, thank you very much, Jordan. Huber, is something you want to get in?
Just that sense where I think the foundation of Jamaican track is solid. The structures that made us great for this 10 years are still there. But this particular championships has a crisscross of so many negative things that cause the small medal counts. And so with Bolt going out, you want him to go out on a high with him and the team doing very, very well. And I think that promise by DQ to follow this up. I know inside MVP, they have to as well take it very seriously to sort it from the ground inside MVP. So we don't, anyone else as well, we don't get these things spilling out and holding the country at a negative in a relay, which is a team event.
All right, quickly, Alaska Hydrate K Challenge, it's taking place today.